Me? That's good. I can shout louder. I can talk a lot louder. But I normally get told off for talking too loud. God's power in us. Does this make a difference? God's power in us. In 1 John 4 verses 12, it says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. The power of God's love. How can we fathom this power? How can we measure the possibilities which it holds for each and every one of us? Can we grasp the whole meaning of God's power in us? It's the key to great potential. It's the key to a great difference. In 1 John 3 verses 24, it says, the one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. What can we achieve by this? By this amazing thing which has been given freely to each and every one of us that believes in him and that follows his ways. Now, when Jesus was around, you may have read in scriptures that he did some fantastic miracles. Now, hopefully you will have read that Jesus did these fantastic miracles. And we think of the various things which Jesus did, and sometimes it's beyond our comprehension. We can't understand how these things were possible. But they're through God's power being active in his Son. And this potential is something which each and every one of us can tap into. Each and every one of us has the potential to do great things with one vital ingredient. That's God's power in us. One of the miracles which Jesus did while he was on this earth, which I find totally amazing, although every single one of them were totally amazing, It's one that sticks in my mind quite vividly. And that's when Jesus turned water into wine. What an amazing feat. But this is only touching the edge of the power. As if it was just touching the edge of the garment. The potential, the power is so great that we can't measure it. We can't fathom it. We can't understand it. But it's a potential of God's power in us. In Matthew 19, verses 26, it says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, I don't think I'm going to show you God's power in me tonight. But wait and see. Is there a limit to God's power in us? Is there something which this power cannot achieve? In Jeremiah 32:27, it says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? What great things can be achieved by this power? What mighty works can be done by this power? What strength, what power, what an amazing God in us. We live in a world that seems to be full of turmoil, full of things that are beyond our control, full of things that we just don't understand why they happen and what, if anything, we can do to make a difference in that situation. There is a key to making that difference, to showing something different in each and every one of us. And that key is God's power in us. In Ephesians 6 verses 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. It's a very short message tonight, but with a great potential for each one of us. Each one of us knows God, I think, here tonight. Each one of us, I think, has accepted God into their lives. So to me, that says that each one of us holds something of great potential tonight. Something of great power tonight. Something that we can take that's God-given and use to benefit others. And used to make a difference in others. I've got a little illusion for you.
Are you watching Dynamo?
No. Right. It's just, hopefully, to aid you remembering that God's power can make a difference. I've got a cup there and it says God's power on it. Now Jesus, when he was on this earth, he took water and turned it into wine. Now I've got this bottle. I'm going to pour it into God's power and turn it into water. It is only illusion. It's not really water. But to all aids and intents, it appears to have changed from wine into water. But that's not really God's power. God's power is something special inside each and every one of us. Something which we can administer in time of need. Something that can make a difference when it is needed. Just when Jesus was at that wedding and there was no wine left, he made that difference. He did something which was seemingly impossible to do. He took the water and turned it into wine. You want to have a challenge tonight? It's to grasp God's power in your life. Grasp that thing which can make a difference and use it to the best of your ability. God's power in you. Amen.